Bernard, when did you get back in town?
Just now. We heard about Whit and raced over to say goodbye. Is he gone?
Well, I'm sorry, Bernard. You just missed him. That's his plane headed down the runway there.
Oh, that's too bad. Did Eugene make it?
Eugene, I haven't seen him.
Well, I wonder what happened to him.
You're making a scene.
I assure you that I am not the cause of the scene. I was merely trying to say goodbye to a close personal friend.
Eugene!
Mr. Walton, Mr. Riley.
You know this guy?
Not something I'm about to admit.
What's going on here, officer?
This fruitcake was down in the restricted area screaming like a maniac, that's all.
As I said, I was merely trying to
Quiet! You can tell it to the police when they get here.
The police? Now, wait just a minute, officer.
Stanowski?
You're not Bill Stanowski's son, are you, Adam?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen you since you were knee-high to a grasshopper. I'm Tom Riley. Remember? You used to come out to my farm with your family to pick apples.
Mr. Riley, yes, sure. How are you?
Okay. Just said goodbye to an old friend, so we're all a little frazzled.
As I was saying...
Quiet, Eugene.
Same friend Eugene was trying to see.
So you really know this guy?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess he kind of got lost on his way getting to the gate. You know how it is, saying goodbye to a friend you may not see for a long time. He got carried away in his panic.
Yeah.
You understand, don't you?
Yeah, kind of. But he shouldn't be running around in restricted areas. That's an easy way to get hurt.
Well, I'm sure he knows that now, don't you, Eugene?
Huh? Oh, yes. I completely understand and can promise on my International Computer Society oath
Just
that
say
I...
yes, Eugene.
Yes.
You don't really have to arrest him, do you?
Well, no, I guess not.
Thank you.
But don't let it happen again.
I won't.
I better get back to work.
Are you married, Adam?
Well, that's called the art of diplomacy, Eugene. I hope you were taking notes.
I resent being called a fruitcake.
Well, get over it. What in the world are you trying to do, anyway?
I was trying to say goodbye to Mr. Whitaker. It's a long story. I saw Mr. Walton. I screamed and waved. I think he saw me. I don't know. It's not the goodbye I wanted.
Well, goodbyes rarely are. Oh, I think that's his plane taking off now.
Farewell, Whit.
Eugene, you never cease to amaze me.
Thank you for rescuing me, Mr. Riley.
Well, it'd be pretty embarrassing to have an employee of Whit's Inn get arrested the day Whit leaves.
Indeed.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I couldn't help but overhear. Did one of you mention Whit's End?
I did.
Oh, good. Oh, I just flew into Odyssey, and Whit's End is where I wanted to go first.
Really?
Well, I should have figured. It turned into a tourist trap while we were gone.
I'm not exactly a tourist. I'm an old friend of the owner. We grew up together, in fact. Maybe you know him. John Avery Whitaker? He wrote to me a few weeks ago and said to come and visit. I thought I'd surprise him.
Well, I'm not sure how to say this, but... It's more of a surprise than you know.
It is?
Yeah. Whit just left for the Middle East.
He left?
Plane just took off. We don't know how long he'll be gone. Could be a year, maybe more. I'm real sorry.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to readjust my thinking. Any recommendations for a good hotel near the airport? I can catch a flight tomorrow.
Oh, that seems like a waste.
Yeah. I'm not sure we should let an old friend of Whit's come all his way to Odyssey just to turn around and leave again.
Yeah, you may as well come back to Whit's End and see the place.
I guess I could.
We have hotel accommodations downtown as well.
Do you have a car?
No.
Well, then you can ride with me. I'm going there now.
We all are.
We are? Well, what about my hot bath?
You'd allow a hot bath to interfere with this unique opportunity to speak with a friend of Mr. Whitaker's?
I'd consider it, yes.
I'm Tom Riley, by the way.
And I am Eugene Meltzner.
Bernard Walton, pleasure.
It's nice to meet you all. I'm Jack. Jack Allen.
Thank you, Odyssey High. A lot has been said today about our good friend John Avery Whitaker. Now it's his turn. Whit?
Hi, all you wonderful folks. I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate it and thank you all for sending those lovely cards. I don't think there's anything that's ever touched me any more than those beautiful cards and those wonderful messages and all the love and all the caring that came along with them. So for me, God bless you all and thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
So that's what you missed. I videotaped it because I figured, you know, that you'd want to see it. Even dragged a TV from home.
Yeah, well, thanks, Connie.
I never should have left town. I should have been here.
Nah, Eugene, you didn't know.
Nobody knew, Eugene. It happened so fast.
So it did.
I remember when Whit first told me he was moving to Odyssey. I thought he'd lost his mind, but I understand now. He loved this town very much.
Well, no more than everybody here loved him.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
You don't have to run off. We want to hear some more stories about Whit as a boy.
Sure, but maybe some other time, when it's more appropriate.
Well, yeah, guess so.
It's good to meet you all.
It was nice to meet you, too.
Well, come on, I'll walk you out.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'll have that hot bath now. Maybe I'll call my wife, see when she's coming home from her mother's.
See you, Bernard.
Yeah, see you, Connie. Eugene? Hmm? It's been quite an adventure.
Indeed. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, see you around.
Eugene? Are you all right?
Of course I am. I'm weary, that's all. It's been a long journey, and of course, racing to the airport, I'm simply worn out.
Eugene, it'll be okay.
It will. It'll have to be. Mr. Whitaker wouldn't have left if he didn't have every confidence that we could cope.
Eugene. It's okay. It's okay. We'll make it.
Home. No messages on the answering machine. Oh, what's in the mail? Bill, flyer, association meeting, and what? A letter from Mr. Whitaker. What is it? A note? Dear Eugene, I'm sorry I missed you. We've been trying to find you, but I'm afraid we won't be able to before I leave. There's a lot I could say, but time has suddenly become very short. So rather than embarrass you by saying how much I've come to love you and how I will pray for you every day, I'd like to leave you with one simple thought.
The best is yet to come.
Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Gone was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.